And welcome back, everybody, to Eubanks Field here in Fairview in Major County. Fairview leads 6-0 over the Alva Goldbugs in what has been a defensive struggle. But Alva, right before the half, seemed to find some success running the football. I think we're going to see a little more of that from the Goldbugs as we start off this second half here.
Yeah, I know that what Alva talked about in the locker room is just penalties, penalties, penalties. I need to tell them, if you guys will quit the holding, quit jumping off sides, we're moving the football. We're going to go down and score. And so I really expect Alva to see if they can just really pound the football. They've been having some success, and I think that's what we're going to see out of Alva, just see if they can – if they can just put together a drive.
Yeah, and they're going to get the ball to start this second half. We're going to take a look around everywhere else as Laverne up big over Warika, 30-6. Shattuck right now blanking Destiny Christian, 20-0. A couple great games. We got Cherokee up 16-0 on Pioneer. That week off for Cherokee paying off so far at the half. And another game we thought might be good right now at the half, Buffalo 30, Pond Creek Hunter 12.
Yeah, so that's surprising.
The Buffalo Bison, really, we knew they would be good. They brought a lot back, but this is an emphatic first half. Now, there's a half of football to play, and you don't want to count Coach Kerr and the Panthers out, but that's a big number at halftime.
Buffalo's been building that program. You know, a couple of years ago, they made a little run and looked pretty good and kind of fizzled out a little bit at the playoffs, but they're building a solid program out there.
Yeah, also, don't look now. The Canton Tigers are 28-0 on Beaver. They win that one. They're 3-0 in the early season right now.
And I think, are we going there next?
Or a couple weeks. Next week, we will be in Texas for the Canadian homecoming against Perryton.
We'll
be in Canton when they play. Ringwood.
Yes, Canton
and Ringwood
is
the plan.
That'll be a nice
that's
game.
That's not set in stone yet, okay. But that's the plan. Tyrone right now up 28-22. Balco Forgan giving Tyrone a game now in the second quarter.
Out there, they didn't have
a little
town
saucy just, out there. Yeah,
tough kids out there.
It's certainly in basketball they were this year, looking to carry over that success. Same coach, Jake Regeer, coaching football as well. So he's got them headed in the right direction. That's a good Tyrone team. They're playing close right now. Some of the bigger schools out there, as we kind of take a look around the state, as we're still waiting for. They put another couple minutes on the half here for a halftime because of the homecoming festivities, so we got a little bit more time than we thought. Looking, just kind of taking a look around, seeing if we can find. Looks like Cashin up big on Minco, 28-0. Cashin is on a mission. That's a team that I don't know if anyone beats them. Ringling, the team that beat them in the final last year, might have the best shot, but Cashin is upset. They didn't win it all last year, and they are on fire right now here early in the season. Let's see if we can look out somewhere else. Looks like a lot of people on by. Kingfisher up on Chisholm, 21-0. Kingfisher continues to play real well, and what a game last week. Kingfisher and Weatherford, the 1 point down to the wire battle.
Kingfisher's always tough.
Yeah, and that's no different now. It's a young Chisholm team now getting beat 21-0. And that same Chisholm team beat this Fairview team last week. And right now, Fairview with a 6-0 lead on the Alva Goldbugs. We'll take a break because they got a little bit more time before they kick it off here. We'll be back after this. Fairview leads Alva 6-0. Back after this in our KZZW Spotlight Game of the Week.
Sometimes all your business needs is a little push. At Bank 7, they offer a wide range of products and services to meet your business banking needs, such as business checking, business mobile deposit, direct deposit payroll, and commercial and ag lending. At Bank 7, you'll be connected with a local loan decision maker that provides fast approval and closing times. If you're ready to make business happen, call Bank 7 today to get the resources you need. Visit bank7.com or call 580-254-0100. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
And welcome back. Getting ready to kick off the second half here at Eubanks Field here in Fairview. The Yellow Jackets lead the Alva Goldbugs 6-0, and Alva set to receive right now. The Yellow Jackets set to kick off, and here comes the kick. It looks like we got Zane Tiger, Gavin Perez out deep. This time another pooch kick again, and the whistle's blown, and it looks like that ball's going to be blown dead. It looks like they may have
Fairview's
outran
offside.
The kick.
Yeah, he was kind of a slow approach in the football, and some of those linemen on the kick coverage team got ahead of the football a little bit.
So they're going to push it back again. And are they just not able to kick it deep? Is this just something that's been a problem with Fairview here?
I really don't know what whether this is just something they've tried or whether they don't have very much confidence in getting a deep kick.
Well, Bryce Ramay now set to kick again. The last time Alva moved Perez up, they have him right now at the close sideline to us. They're trying to get him the football any way they can.
One problem you get, and they're gonna, I think he's having trouble. He wants that ball almost sitting straight up and down, and he's having a hard time getting it to stay on there. And they sent a guy maybe to hold it, but look, maybe he just missed that one.
Bryce Ramay, the kicker, tees it up, takes a little shuffle step, and this time he kicks it right at Perez, who comes and get it. And again, Perez fields the ball. He gets a couple blocks, waits on a couple more, tries to cut it back up inside, almost finds a crease, but brought down. Nice coverage that time by the Yellow Jackets, right around the 42-yard line.
Number five, Adam Perez on the return. Perez is a tough one to bring down. He just keeps lots stronger than he looks. Yeah. Just keeps shedding tacklers.
It's taken at least two Yellow Jackets to bring him down almost every
good
time.
Good news is the Yellow Jackets have been getting enough bodies to the ball to get him down.
So Alva takes over now at the 42, first and 10, start this second half. Slater now in the shotgun, two receivers to one side. The give is to the up back. That looks like Wharton there, and he drags a man forward for about 7 yards up to the 50-yard line. And another nice hard run, and Alva doing exactly what worked for him at the end of that first half.
You know, and they get a first down, and they're in Fairview territory, and maybe you're in four-down territory. You don't want to let Alva get in four-down territory with that offensive line.
Wharton now the gun, same formation, two receivers far side, one near side. They're going left to right. Shotgun Slater, he looks over the field, pump fakes down, drops it. It's tipped up in the air and picked off. What a play. It's picked off on the backside. They're going to take it all the way back down to the original line of scrimmage. Cut up inside, dropped and taken down. And a flag is on the field on the return. Parker Chance off the tip from Clayton Culver.
Great job of Parker Chance. He made a big play on a fourth down. That time had a heads up. The ball got tipped. He was heads up. That's what they coach you to do. Had a great return. Let's see what this flag is.
I'm guessing block in the back on the return. And it looks like a hold. No, declined. A hold.
So it was against Alva. So had a hold on the play.
Must have been before the pass was thrown. Yeah. There was a hold.
But Fairview's going to get the football. Wow, what? You know, turnovers have really hurt the Gold Bugs. As they've kind of been through. That's a third one, I guess. Two picks and a fumble.
Two
now.
Picks so, and a fumble.
Boy,
and
you don't want to give your just. You had great field position moving the football, and kind of makes you wonder why they decided to pass.
Great job by Clayton Culver reading the quarterback's eyes, getting a hand on that, tipping it up, and Parker Chance there, Johnny on the spot. Now Fairview takes over just inside the 40 of Alva. They're going to try a run to the right side with Tapp. They're going to pick up a couple before he's brought down and bring up a second and about seven upcoming for Fairview.
You know, that's where you miss Perez a little bit for Fairview. Is he had a little bit more experience and a little stronger, and he's able to maybe hit that hole just a half a step quicker.
And Corey Faulkner on that tackle, he's been in on almost every defensive play for Alva. He is going to be a good one.
He's a terror.
Or he is a good one. And now from the gun goes Fortune. He fakes the give inside to Burris, and he's stuffed right away, though. He tried to run it up inside, designed run, and he is going nowhere.
He didn't fake the give. I think that was a busted play. I think that was – they're all looking at each other and talking about that. Is it – boy, you do not – that's just almost like a penalty.
Yeah, they lost a couple. It's going to bring up a third and nine now and a 38. And, again, you get some momentum.
Yeah, both teams have just get a little something going and then turn it over or penalties or busted plays.
It's a big play here for both teams. If Alva can hold, it can negate the turnover.
Yeah, if Fairview would – you know, if Fairview could take this in, boy, they could really take control of this game.
Reed Martin's out wide left. Another receiver in the slot near us. One receiver on the far side. Fortune in the gun. He drops, fakes the give, and tries to throw it quickly, but he's drilled right away and completely red and blown up on the outside. That was Corey Faulkner again.
He was just unblocked. I don't know. I didn't see where they just shed the block, but Fortune is he's a little shaky.
Yeah, he's getting up slow. It's going to bring up a fourth and nine, and they looks like they might punt this one. But Faulkner again, I don't know how you miss blocking that guy. They have been moving him around. He's been in a linebacker spot. He's been on both ends. But, man, he has wreaked havoc so far.
Just no shot. It is interesting because they've got it on the on the 37. Looks like they may be going to throw this.
Oh, yep.
Really, you know, do you want to punt it?
Well, fortune is the punter, so they could have tried to pin him.
They're going
to
call a timeout.
Yep, now they're going to think about it. So Fairview gets a timeout here. They're going to talk about it a little bit. They lead 6-0, under 10 to play in the third quarter. Back after this on our KZZW Quick Score Spotlight Game of the Week.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans since 1971. That's almost 50 years. We pride ourselves on our services. We offer affordable household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check us out online at harpersanitation.net or give us a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back here to Fairview. Yellow Jackets lead 6-0. That was not a timeout. It was a delay of game. So they moved the ball back, and then they didn't get the playoff in time. So they moved the ball back and elected to punt. Now, that may have been on purpose, giving him, you know, they may have moved it back
and
a little bit.
Got him inside the
five.
And
it worked because the punt went out of bounds inside the five-yard line. So nice call that time by Coach Bernard. And it's going to pin Alva all the way back inside the five. And a way better decision than trying to pick up that fourth and long.
So now if you're Alva, you just go right back to what you're doing. At Fairview, you want to try to get him stopped deep and get the ball back on your side of the field.
Oh, there goes the snap and the give right away to Wharton. And stuffed immediately by Fairview. He just got out of the end zone. But almost, I think he lost a little bit there. He's right around the line of scrimmage. But the nice job that time by the Fairview defense. Wharton bottled up. Going to bring up now a second and 11. He did lose 1 yard.
1 yard loss, going to bring up a second down and 11.
And now Alva backed all the way back up here. They trail 6-0 now, 9:20 left in the third quarter.
See if now, they don't try that outside a little bit.
Slater still in the gun. He's going to back up. Caden Slater takes a snap, fakes the give to one back, gives it to the next back, and this time they do break the line of scrimmage and get some breathing room out to the 10-yard line. And that time, Fairview wasn't able to read it. A little bit of fake to one back, give it to the other guy. And Drake Wharton picks up 5 yards.
Brings up a big third and five coming up here. But for both teams, this is a big down right here in this football game. You just get a sense that Alva can get drive going or Fairview can get good field position.
Cade Slater needs to make a play. He's thrown a couple picks in this game. We'll see what he does here. The give, though, is to Wharton up inside. He's got a huge hole and drives it up in for a first down. And could have driven a truck through that one. Nice job by the Alva Goldbugs offensive line. Wharton picks up the first.
Fairview's, they're outsized, just having to use their speed. And that time, they hit the wrong gaps.
Yeah, they guessed wrong that time. Now quickly to the line. Goldbugs give it to Wharton again. The snap and the give. And they seem to be running a similar thing every time down the field here. It's moved them all the way now out to the 25. Another pickup of 5 yards. And Alva's starting to move the football on the ground.
That's kind of what we thought. You know, that's what they were wanting to do. Then all of a sudden they decided to pass. But they really run the football well.
Snap to Slater. He fakes the give. It keeps it. He's going to run it himself, but that's read by Fairview as he gets back to the line of scrimmage and is taken down. A little bit of trickery that time by Slater, and no one would bit for Fairview.
Yeah, you got to stay home. You got to take your man, and that's what the right side of that Fairview did. It was a great fake. Running back had the football.
And Alva's Market, located at 706 Flynn, offers hometown grocery shopping. You can come by and shop the specials and great selections available, or just call 580-327-2992. They'll do the shopping for you. Go Goldbugs. And the Goldbugs moving the football right now. Perez comes across in the jet sweep. They fake it to him, give it to Wharton, another big hole, and runs ahead for a first down. And the run game for the Goldbugs is a moving. And that time on the inside, that was number four, Drake Wharton.
Yeah, Wharton has such great vision, too. He just kind of runs sideways, and when he finds the crease, plants that foot, and pops through it, and just great vision.
Yeah, he did a good job. Does a good job waiting on his blockers. Yeah, he's only a sophomore. He's going to be a good one here for Alva.
He's going to be a handful.
7:14 now left in the third quarter. 6-0 your score. Fairview in front. Shotgun for Slater. He's got two backs with him. He's got one receiver out near side. It's Perez. Perez comes in motion across the formation. Goes in front of Slater. We got a motion penalty. A little too much motion that time by Alva. And once again, they get the ball moving and move themselves back.
Wharton had a man in motion. Wharton took a step forward. Well, that's two men moving, so illegal procedure.
And if you're Fairview, this is what you want. You want these first and longs. Like you said, your advantage is your speed. You don't want to have them picking up these first and threes or third
and
threes.
They had that advantage, few plays ago, but Alva just lined up and ran it right down and got a first down.
And the Gold Bugs taking their time right now, making sure they get the right play in, trying to keep their communication tight. They've had a couple communication miscues. Slater now has got one receiver out left, two out wide right. One goes in motion. It's Perez. The jet sweep to Perez around the left side. He's got a couple blockers in front of him. Finds a crease. He cuts it up in, and he can fly. And he finally gets across the first down marker, and he's brought down by the Yellow Jackets. And, boy, does he get ahead of steam when he gets going.
What? He's deceptive because you take the wrong angle on him because he has a burst. He's running, and then he shifts gears right when he hits that line of scrimmage, and he just like almost like a rocket shooting out of there.
It's going to be another first down for Alva running the football.
15 yards.
Still just shy of midfield right now. Going to bring up a first and 10 from the 46. Two receivers out towards us. One receiver out far left. One back in the backfield, and there's a toss sweep to that back. It's Wharton. He goes around the right near side, cuts inside, gets a block on the outside, and he's brought down after another 11-yard pickup. Nice job that time again by Alva. And they've got it working on the edges right now. The big guys moving outside and pulling and knocking down those Yellow Jackets.
He's one of those backs that gets stronger as the game goes on. You know, some of those backs start out a little slow, and they just seem to get stronger and stronger, and that seems to be Wharton here.
Now the ball at the 43, first and 10 for out, but another penalty is bringing him back, and it was all the way in the back. I didn't see it.
That's one thing I've noticed this year. You know, we had the Moreland Pawnee game, and the same thing, just a lot of holding calls, it seems like, as compared to maybe last year.
And that must have been a late flag, or I just didn't see it, because it seemed like he was all the way up. It must have been well behind the play.
Well, I think There was a block right on the edge that sprung him, and I think maybe the official had to look and decide, and he finally decided, he had him by the jersey.
It was a close call. Yeah, it was a close one, and that's going to move the ball all the way back to the 34. And Regear Flying Service in Fairview has been meeting the crop spread needs in the area since 1982. Regear Flying Service wishes the Fairview Yellow Jackets and all area sports programs the best of luck this year. And Alva now with a first and 20 on the 34, 6-yard line, looks like. And they're going to heave it across the top. No one's back deep. St. Tiger is wide open back there. They are not going to catch him. He's going to walk in and a bomb, but there's another flag down on the field at the 36. Zane Tiger broke the coverage. He was wide open.
Alva's coach is out on
the
field.
No, for Alva.
Illegal, ineligible man. They got a lineman too far down the field. Wow.
That would have been a 64-yard touchdown brought all the way back, and that is a backbreaker for the Gold Bugs.
That hurts.
And now it's going to bring up a first and 30 instead of a touchdown to tie the game. And the refs are talking about something, maybe where they spotted this thing. And it was right at the line of scrimmage. Not downfield, a legal man downfield, rather.
Well, Alva's got to feel snake bit right now. They got it on the 5-yard line, had a drive going, real impressive drive, and now all of a sudden they're looking at.
Not a 30, it's a first, it's a 5-yard penalty. First and 25.
First and 25. You know,
hold.
And if you're Fairview right here, you got to make a defensive stand. You just can't let them get, you know, first and 25. That's, you've got to get off the field right here.
Now they're going to try it. Alva now lining up in the gun. One receiver out far side, two near side. Wharton in the backfield.
Keep my eyes on Wharton.
Slater in the gun. Snap, he looks to Wharton in the flat. He steps up, he's got Fairview Yellow Jackets all over him. He throws back across his body. Dangerous throw behind the receiver and incomplete.
He had time. He should have set his feet and hit him in the numbers. Instead, he was running, and that is such a hard pass to throw across your body like that.
It was hard. He was getting pressure on the outside there. It looked like he was being chased down on the outside by Clayton Culver. But, Zane Tiger found a little seam in there, just threw it a little bit behind him that time by Slater. Going to bring up the second and 25 now from the 32-yard line of Alva, their own 32. 6:13 left in the third quarter. Fairview leads 6-0.
Games are rolling right along.
Yeah, it's moving. Now everybody's wide. Four wides, two to each side. One in the backfield. Slater drops back to pass, throws it out in the flat, and dropped. And nobody around, just took his eyes off the football.
Really wasn't going to go anywhere anyway. Might have picked up five, but wasn't going to get the kind of yardage they need. Now they've got him in third and 25. This is where you can't let somebody behind you.
It was Keaton Lewis who dropped that one. Now third and 25. This is where Fairview thrives. Got to be careful. They like these situations where they could ball hawk in the secondary.
But you have to get pressure on the quarterback. You can't let Slater sit back there or he'll find, you know, somebody, you can only defend a guy so long and he's going to find a crease. And so you've got to get pressure on that quarterback. And Slater, when he's had time, has been on the money.
Got four wides again. Austin Reed, Dale Malone out near side. It looks like we're going to get a timeout here. So timeout, Gold Bugs. They're going to use their first one. 6:08 left in the third quarter. Fairview leads Alva 6-0 in this one. We'll be back after this. It's our KZZW Spotlight Game of the Week.
Each and every day at the Stock Exchange Bank, employees strive to make a difference for our customers and our community by giving back and helping Woodward and Northwest Oklahoma grow. It's not just a slogan for our bank, it's the way we've done business for the last 117 years. Stop by any one of our three Stock Exchange Bank locations to visit with a member about your banking needs and find out for yourself that where you bank does make a difference. The Stock Exchange Bank, hometown values and locally owned since 1903, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Major County here at Eubanks Field. The Fairview Yellow Jackets lead the Alva Gold Bugs 6-0. And maybe the most important question of the day, Chris, what is a Gold Bug?
Well, that's a good question. We used to call them a lot of things, you know, back in the rivalry days. But I don't
that
really
we can
know.
Say in the air.
We just call them bugs. Just bugs.
We also would have accepted person who likes gold a lot. That's also in the dictionary. But right now, Gold Bugs trail 6-0, a long third and 25 upcoming as we get ready to start the last 6 minutes. There's a little over 6 minutes left in this third quarter. And Alva using that first timeout. Want to talk about this one.
Yeah, you have to be careful because, like you said, you throw that ball up there and Fairview's been able to get a couple of picks. But at the same time, you've got some speedy receivers and a quarterback with an arm.
Everybody on Fairview back in the prevent here. Caden Slater just going to rear back and launch it down the right side of the field and complete. No one got to him. He threw it short, and it's caught deep right over the 40-yard line for a first down, and he just threw it up for grabs, and Austin Reed came down with it.
Yeah, that is that's playing a little too deep. You want to play deep, and you don't want to get behind you, but at the same time, they gave him, you know, a 5 or 6 yard cushion, and great throw by Slater as he saw no reason to overthrow it. Just throw it up there and let him catch it. First huge first down for the Gold Bugs.
Yeah,
Parker, that's a game changer type deal.
Couldn't get there in time and couldn't knock the ball down. And nice job too that time by the receiver bringing that down. Now there's going to be a give on the outside, a little sweep around the left side, broken up and tackled before they could get it going. That looks like Culver again.
Yeah,
he's having a great game there at the linebacker spot.
Yeah, showing some speed there.
Yeah, he tracked down Dale Malone that time running the football. So the big completion from Slater to Austin Reed keeps Gold Bugs alive. Now they're in there. Now they're the Yellow Jacket territory, although they lost a yard on that play. Going to bring up 2 yards. They're going to bring up a second and 12 right now from the 38. Slater now in the gun. He's got Perez in the backfield with him as a back. Two receivers towards us. Malone's now in motion running across the formation. They fake the give, throw the slant to the outside, and incomplete and dropped, and another drop by Alva. Pretty good throw by Slater.
Yeah, Slater's been putting the ball on the money. His receivers have let him down a little bit.
Well, that was Austin Reed who just caught the big play, so I think that was a little trying to get a rhythm. We got something going. That time Reed drops the pass. Going to bring up a third now in 12 and another big third down. We've had a bunch of them in this football game. 6-0, still your score. Fairview on top. 5:13 left in the third quarter. And Alva, again, taking their time. Two wides out near side, one far side. Snap to Slater, looks back, looks into the flat, and throws it over between the arms of Drake Wharton, who was running outside. And, we got a Yellow Jacket down on the sideline, chasing after the football. Looks like it might be a cramp.
I don't know if it's cramp. Yeah, I think it's a cramp.
And they're going to tend to him over there. That looks like it's Sawyer
Hutchinson. Yeah, it's Sawyer got a cramp. Good hustle, just probably wasn't needed. The ball is incomplete. And now
a little too much hustle.
Now he's got a cramp. It's right. Big boy running too far.
Fourth now and 12, and they're going to line up and go for it. And Slater's in the gun. He looks right side. He's under pressure. He rolls to his left, steps up in the pocket, throws it over the middle, incomplete, and went for it and didn't get it. And that time the Gold Bugs trusted their defense to make the hold if they didn't get it, and they're going to have to because now the ball's going right back to the Yellow Jackets with 5:05 left in the third quarter.
Well, and don't forget, we had the touchdown call back. So Alva's sitting there thinking, man, we've moved the football up and down the field here. We had a score, and we still have 0 points on the board.
And wrecks and accidents happen, but you can keep your vehicle looking brand new by taking it to Fairview Body Shop. Fairview Body Shop will put it all back together. Look brand new with Fairview Body Shop. And Fairview now with a football, trying to score some brand new points. 6-0 on the board right now. They lead Alva. Here goes the give to Tap up the middle. He's got a little crease this time. Finds a little room. Makes a guy miss and breaks arm tackle. Gets about 6 yards on that
one.
Yeah,
that's what you want on first down. That's a good run. Again, Tapp's going to get what he can get. He's not a guy that's going to outrun you or run over you, but he will get what he can get.
Now they're back to the line quickly in the gun for Brenner Fortune, and a snap and a whistle right away, and it looks like we've got a legal motion on the line there again. One step forward, two steps back.
Pretty tough on the old boys calling the plays on both sides of the field, and you get something going, and all of a sudden a penalty, and you got to change plans.
And both these teams play a lot of kids. Like, there's been a heavy rotation for both teams. They go pretty deep. I think a lot of that was injuries last season for both of these squads. Got a lot of guys on the field. Now you got Fairview now with a second and 10 upcoming. The give is to Tap again. He's stuffed right away. No, Fortune kept it. Great fake by Brenner Fortune. He tries to get to the edge and tackled by Tiger, who stayed at home and made a nice tackle from the corner slot.
That's experience where you duck it inside and turn it into a 5-yard gain. Brenner was injured all of last year, basically. Didn't get in. And that time he thought, well, I'll outrun this guy. Well, that doesn't work too good against this speedy out of defense.
Not with Tiger. He closed in a hurry.
Probably if he could have ducked inside, he'd have picked up 4 or 5 yards.
Good ball fake, though. Fooled me. I thought he was giving it to Tap.
Yeah, it looked like it was wide open, and then here he came.
Now they're going to spring up a 3rd and 9, but the hold now, the Yellow Jackets got called for a hold to another penalty. It's going to bring it back even further. They decline it?
I think they may have declined it. Rather than get them another down, they just say, let's keep it 3rd down. I think that now we're in the, where there's got to be one hold per offensive series. I think that's what the new rule is.
There's at least one penalty each series for sure. Now a 3rd and 11 after declining that one. Would have dropped him all the way back to a 2nd and 21. Snap back to Fortune. He rolls to the right. He's looking right. He's throwing right all the way down the seam. He's got a receiver open. Oh. It's Burris. He dives and tries to make the play. And I don't even know if he comes down with that. It's going to be in bounds.
Yeah, that's one where you put a little air under it. He had Burris about three or four steps behind. If you put a little air, then Burris probably can make a play.
Punt team coming on now for the Yellow Jackets. Burris comes up limping a little bit, but he's going to try to run it off him. Sawyer Hutchison also walking off his injury over there on the sideline. Looks like he's going to be good to go here maybe in the next series or so. And now Fortune back to punt for the Yellow Jackets. Back and forth we go as both teams trade in possession. 6-0 your score. Yellow Jackets in front. The punt down to Perez, rolls around the 20 inside, or right of the 30 into the 25 and goes out of bounds. So Alva takes over from their own 25. They trail 6-0 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. We'll be back after this on our KZZW Spotlight Game of the Week.
Myth: all cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact: cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular put their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them most. You are covered, and that is the truth. Call us today at 1-800-641-2732 or visit gopioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
Back here in Fairview, Yellow Jackets lead the Gold Bugs 6-0. Fairview over Alva, and another penalty on the punt. Looks like it moves the ball back again. And we can't even go on break without a flag hitting the field.
I tell you what, these officials are hard to please tonight.
They're calling it tight.
It's not against either team. No team can gripe.
No.
Both teams are getting plenty.
Two trips receivers out far side, one near side. They throw it into the slant inside, a little crisscross route on the outside, complete and for a first down. And that time, nice play by the receivers in the outside, a little pick play. Throws it into Austin Reed, who makes another big first down. And that time, Slater throws a rocket in there. Nice play by the Gold Bugs for the first. Ball now up to the 26-yard line. It's under four to play in this third quarter. 6-0, Yellow Jackets in front. Slater again in the gun. He's got two backs with him this time, one to either side. He's got one receiver out near side. The snap, the give is to the up back to Wharton. He's going to cut inside, finds another seam in right in between the left guard and left tackle, cuts it back inside, finds some room for a first down, and Wharton continues to wear down the Fairview Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, you just get the feeling that Fairview's going to have to score, get two scores up, because I tell you what, Alva, they're just gaining momentum and strength in that running game all the time. And the, you know, you look at the stats, I think you're going to look at stats in this game and you're going to think, how did Alva not score a bunch of points? They had a lot of yards passing and running.
Particularly, yeah, rushing has really been where they've racked it up. And, then you know, it's the total right now in front of me, but it's been quite a bit. It's been towards 100 yards rushing, it would seem. Now two backs in the backfield with Slater. One receiver in motion. Goes across the formation to the other side. The give again, this time a fake to one back. The give to the second, the tailback. It takes it up for 5 yards. And it looks like that carry was Nathan Hunt that time. They just keep shuffling in backs, and they're all picking up about five or 6 yards and six more that time.
Sometimes that tells you maybe that's the offensive line, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter who you put in right now. They are blowing them up. I mean, like we mentioned at the top of the show, they're giving away about 40 pounds up front on the average. I mean, if you look at this Alva Goldbug line, 284, 284, yep. 211, 216, 218.
That's been the reason they've had this big edge lately in the series, just bigger.
And the snap back to Slater. To Wharton, who takes it ahead again for another six. Oh, that was Perez that time. So Gavin Perez that time lining up at running back.
And you watch those plays develop, and you think, oh, that might be a yard. And it's all of a sudden they find a little crease, shuffle around a block, and pick up five or six.
And now they're just going no huddle right now, looking over the sideline.
They've got the momentum. They're running downhill right now. They don't want to stop.
219. Slater again back there. Caden Slater in the gun. He's got two backs. He didn't like it, so he looks back to the sideline. Clock ticking. He's got 22 seconds, plenty of time.
Yeah, he got plenty of time. They wanted to see what Fairview was doing.
Now he gets back inside, goes under center. Nope, he's going to back up. Just calling, just relaying the play to his line in the shotgun. There goes the give. Inside and stuffed. Oh, he bounced it back outside. It looks like they had it dead to rights, and he bounced it to the edge. Gavin
that
Perez
unbelievable.
Had him stuffed up, made one move, gets around, and gets a first down and out of bounds.
It looked like there was no gain.
Thought they had it read. They plugged the gap, and Perez bounced it back outside again. They're going to bring
got
up now
seven.
Second and short for Alva.
Yeah, that's, when a team's running downhill at you, the last thing you want to do is let them get 7 yards on first down.
Second and three now for Alva. Again to no huddle. This time receiver far side. Two backs, one back with Slater. It's a toss sweep to the left side to Perez. They get it right to him. He cuts it back inside. He's got a little crease again up inside and right behind his blockers and follows his big guys. And Perez now with a head of steam trying to change the momentum now. Well, it's fully now in Alva's favor, I would say.
Yeah, quick pitch on that left side. That big offensive line released and got outside and just started bulldozing.
Well,
I got
bad news for you. There's another flag on the field.
Yeah.
So instead of the ball at the 25-yard line after that big 15-yard run, back comes Alva with the penalty.
And you want officials to call it both ways, and these they have. But at some point, you know, you got to say, hey, how about letting these guys play? You know, how about we just see which team's the best team here?
I mean, it's got to be frustrating for the Alva coaching staff right now. Coach Sklar would be going nuts over there. Second and 13 now. They're staying with it. One back in the backfield. They're going to hand it to him. It's Perez again. He's going to go up inside. This time they wrap him down. A couple Yellow Jackets.
Still got
bring
five.
Him to the ground that time. And that's about as good as they've done stopping him. He still picks up 5 yards.
Then we got
Parker Chance on the tackle.
You would think, depending on this play, it was a big play for Fairview, because if you can knock them back towards the 45, maybe they'll punt. If you let them get, you know, inside that 40, they're probably going to go for it on fourth down if they don't pick up a first down.
Trips receivers far side. Zane Tiger, the lone receiver, near side. And everybody jumped, and they got him to jump off sides that time. The cadence by Slater brings Fairview across the line of scrimmage.
You don't want to give Alva five.
And Braxton Cottrell that time jumped, and it's going to give 5 more yards to Alva.
You know, you don't want to go from third and 8 to third and 3. Big difference.
Third and three upcoming. Here at Ewing Insurance Agency, we treat our customers like family for all your insurance needs. Give them a call at their Fairview location, 580-227-4333, or the Watauga location, 580-623-2100. Proud supporters of the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Give again to Perez. Same play. A little delay. They give it to him. He cuts it up inside right across the first down marker for three. That's going to be a first down. Alva, Gold Bugs, and now they are rolling. 1 minute, 9 left. If they could stop the holding penalties.
Yeah, that's been the key this second half. Well, really, that, since about the first period, Alva has just been able to run the football, and penalties have just killed him. And, of course, the turnovers. What? Really, the Fairview defense, since the first two or three possessions, hasn't really been able to stop Alva. It's been the turnovers and penalties.
Alva back to the line. Shotgun snap to Slater out in the flat for Wharton or Perez on the outside. He tries to throw a stiff arm, but that time, no a going. And every time they have not run it, it's worked out bad for them. That the edges, Fairview has attacked those edges.
Yeah, that play was just flat. Too slow at developing. If he'd have hit him in stride going around the corner, but had to turn and catch the football and allowed the defense to come up. And again, you're kind of playing into Fairview's hands, but so far Alva's been able to, you know, pick up these penalty yards back up and still get the first downs.
Second and 14 now, ball on the 37-yard line of Fairview. And with 13 seconds left, I don't think they're even going to call a play here. They're just going to let this run out. And that will do it for the third quarter. Fairview in front, 6-0, but Alva is driving. Don't go anywhere. We got a tight one here. It's homecoming in Fairview. We'll be back after this. It's our KCCW Spotlight Game of the Week.